and for always coming through to 97.7. My name is Tron Jabulani, but you can call me the Megatron, and I'm always right here every day from 15 up until 18 hours. Saturdays, I'm always right here as well from 12 to 15. Once again, you get to have a beautiful evening, and hey, stay safe. Whatever it is that you're going to get yourself into tonight and this entire weekend, make sure that your safety is your number one priority, eh? Do not drink and drive. All right, we do not want you to be a statistic on Monday. Okay, so make sure that you look after yourself. Hey, thank you so much for tuning in. Have a blessed evening and weekend. Bye bye.
City Drive 977 News 977 Headlines.
Citizens First Party President Harry Kalaba has formally appealed to the African Union for urgent intervention, warning that recent developments in Zambia threaten the credibility of the country's upcoming vote. The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has fined 29 companies for breaching license conditions and failing to meet statutory obligations. And in international news, Senegal's Prime Minister Ousmane Sonko has hit out at Donald Trump over the U.S.-Israel war against Iran.
977 News.
Thank you for joining us. You are listening to the 977 Evening News with the news in detail. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. Citizens First Party President Harry Kalaba has formally appealed to the African Union for urgent intervention, warning that recent developments in Zambia threaten the credibility of the country's upcoming vote. In a letter addressed to Evaristo Ndayishimiye, who currently chairs the AU, Kalaba has raised concern about what he described as a flawed electoral process under President Hagainde Hichilema ahead of the August 13th, 2026 general elections. Kalaba has urged that Zambians' long-standing reputation for peaceful and credible elections since 1991 is now at risk. Central to his complaint is the composition and recent changes within the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, which he claims lacks balance and independence. He says four commissions have, for over a year, come from the same region, raising concerns about national representation. He further has alleged that two of those commissioners are closely aligned with the ruling party. He says the situation has intensified with the appointment of a fifth commissioner on April 9th, just days before the start of the presidential nominations, who is also reportedly aligned with the ruling party. Kalaba has warned that this creates a majority within the commission sympathetic to the UPND, calling it an unprecedented development in Zambia's electoral history.
977 News.
In other news, the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has fined 29 companies for breaching license conditions and failing to meet statutory obligations. ERB Public Relations Manager Namukolo Kasumba says those penalized include Uno Energy Zambia Limited, which was fined 180,000 kwacha for fuel contamination and failure to conduct mandatory quality checks. Kasumpa says Zesco Limited was fined 100,000 kwacha for failing to establish and maintain appropriate safety systems and standards. She adds that Harvest Group of Companies Limited was fined 60,000 kwacha for violations at its Tokyo Way and Bolue Road sites, while Sunny International Zambia Industrial Limited was fined 60,000 kwacha for constructing an electricity generation facility without a permit. In a statement issued today, Kasumpa says eight companies were issued formal warnings for failing to comply with an ERB directive issued on February 27, 2025, which required the submission of self-audit reports within a specified period. The companies are Chingasase Company Limited, Exclusive Brand Africa, Oryx Energies Z Limited, Falcon Gas Limited, Lake Gas Limited, Gastech Trading and Supply Limited, Rubis Energy Limited, and Mine Gases Company Limited.
977 News.
In other news, police in Lusaka have shot dead five suspected criminals who had been on the police wanted list in Lusaka's Chiwolia area. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi says the shooting occurred yesterday. Chilabi says police had earlier received information that the suspects were in Kalikiliki compound armed with machetes and other offensive weapons. He says upon receiving the report, a team of officers together with members of the neighborhood, which led by Inspector Mutemwa Mwenda, was dispatched to the area where two suspects were apprehended. Chilabi explained that while escorting the suspects, the officers were attacked by accomplices armed with machetes, leading to the escape of the two suspects. He says later in the day, police in Kalikiliki received a tip-off from members of the public that the suspects had regrouped in Chivolia compound. He adds that a joint team comprising the anti-robbery squad and officers from Mtendere Police was deployed to the area.
977 News.
In other news, Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Mulenga has called on businesses across key sectors to take a more select active role in supporting social and economic development following a renewed corporate initiative aimed at improving citizens' livelihoods. Speaking at the official launch of the Wina Nyumba na Momo promotion by MTN, Mulenga says the launch highlights the role of the private sector in driving economic growth and the government's commitment to creating an inclusive economy. He says the promotion is expected to benefit many Zambians, particularly those in rural areas, by providing access to digital finance and opportunities for financial independence, and has therefore urged citizens to seize the opportunity and use it as a stepping stone towards long-term financial growth and stability. And speaking earlier, MTN Mobile Money Zambia Chief Executive Officer Komba Malukutila says the launched Wina Nyumba na Momo is a nationwide promotion designed to celebrate and reward customers for their everyday use of mobile money services. Komba says this new campaign gives Zambians the chance to win life-changing prizes simply by using the Momo services they already rely on. One lucky customer will walk away with a brand new house, while five customers will each win 100,000 kwacha over the course of 5 months, while 1,000 customers every month will receive cash prizes of up to 2,000 kwacha. You're listening to the 977 Evening News. Coming up, business news.
Accurate and credible business news brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank.
And in business news this evening, the Zambian Embassy in the United States will host a U.S.-Zambia Executive Investment Roundtable to discuss opportunities in critical minerals, infrastructure and energy. The event, which will bring together high-level officials including Zambia's finance minister, will be held on the sidelines of the 2026 World Bank and International Monetary Fund spring meetings. The roundtable will center on the Lobito Corridor Initiative, a trans-African logistics project expected to transform the region's economy. Zambia's ambassador to the United States, Chiwamba Kanyama, says the event will showcase the country's copper resources and attract investment in key sectors. In a separate engagement, Zambia's finance minister will host a high-level finance minister's dinner to address the global water crisis. Finance ministers and experts are expected to discuss ways to close the investment gap in water security and sanitation. This is contained in a statement issued by First Secretary for Press and Public Relations at the Zambia Embassy in Washington, Charles Tembo. Coming up next, international news.
The 977 International News.
And in international news, Senegal's Prime Minister Ousmane Sonko has hit out at Donald Trump over the U.S.-Israel war against Iran. Speaking on Thursday at an international conference on sovereignty in Senegal's capital, Dakar, Sonko accused the American president of upending the global order to no benefit. The conference was hosted by French political scientist Pascal Boniface. He said the world is witnessing a historic shift with the emergence of the global south and its demand to be treated as an equal. That item brings us to the end of the news, but before we go, let's take a look at stories that made headlines.
977 Headlines.
Citizens First Party President Harry Kalaba has formally appealed to the African Union for urgent intervention, warning that recent developments in Zambia threaten the credibility of the country's upcoming vote. The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has fined 29 companies for breaching license conditions and failing to meet statutory obligations. And in international news, Senegal's Prime Minister Ousmane Sonko